Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast, and we are at training camp. We are in a giant tent. I am here with the crew. Mitch Tischler, what up?
What up?
Rich Tandler, what up?
Hello.
Pete Haley, what up?
What up, everybody?
First time, I'm going to say maybe ever, Pete actually did some producing for this podcast. He went and got his chairs. I was impressed.
Listen, I think Pete is the breakout player of this camp for this podcast.
The breakout player nobody's talking about.
A little early to be going with that.
A little early. We're already getting our first visit from Redskins PR. We've been here like 3 hours. Are we already in trouble?
All right. You guys potting?
Yep. Come on over. Hey. You want to say hello?
Yeah.
All right. This is Tish. Say hi to the Redskins Talk Podcast.
Hello, y'all.
Millions of listeners are listening to you right
How's it going?
What should fans expect from training camp?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. A lot of rain right now, but no, it's going to be a great year. I'm excited.
Tish is giving out parking. Does JP get any parking?
Nope, none for JP.
It's kind of what I figured. Thank you. All right.
Hold on, you didn't ask the pressing question. Does Mitch get parking?
Ooh.
Mitch gets all the parking.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's a...
status, baby.
The listeners know. All right, we got to seriously get down to business here. There are two players on the pup list. Tandler, who is it?
They are Stacey McGee, which we kind of expected.
It's expected.
He missed some
groin
time in
surgery.
OTAs with groin procedure. And a fairly recent development, cornerback Josh Holsey, a table fell on his foot.
Man, pup list for Josh Holsey does not bode well for Josh Holsey.
No, not at all.
Here's what I have heard. I haven't gotten this official. It was kind of a zoo during the Jay Gruden press conference to like get the mic, and I didn't feel like trying to drill down too much. I want to know if Holsey got hurt before the Adonis Alexander pick or after the Adonis Alexander pick, because that makes that selection much different. Because if they thought...
depending on how much he got hurt. I mean...
he's on the pup.
Okay, well, that just, you know, not...
But yeah, I also don't know if the Redskins...
is it for a week? Is it for...
we don't know.
A month? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have... I wouldn't say panic, but, oh, Josh Holsey's hurt. We have to address that and fix that right away by drafting.
But a supplemental
Alexander
pick makes way more sense.
It makes more sense, but I don't know if it's...
It made sense anyway.
I agreed, but it's like when they brought back Sean Laval right after Ari Quanjo had been hurt. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting on the timing of some of these things. But we're burying the lead here. We're talking about...
That tinfoil hat looks funny on you,
JP. Oh, my God, Tandler. We're talking about parking and Josh Holsey. Josh Doctson had an MRI on his Achilles. You can cover your eyes.
It was his Achilles.
That's what Jay just said.
Okay.
Yeah. The MRI on his Achilles. The Achilles is the reason he missed it basically his entire rookie year. I pressed Gruden, hey, are you alarmed that he had to get an MRI on his Achilles? And Jay was dismissive. And that's what's a coach supposed to say. And it's also worth pointing out, Gruden made clear there was no damage revealed on the MRI. That's important. And Doctson must have cleared his conditioning test because he didn't land on the pup list. That's also important.
JP said he didn't want to raise his hand for the mic, but when we got to the Josh Doctson, he grabbed the mic.
He stood up out of his chair and leaned over his shoulder.
And you know what?
The follow-up was needed.
And for Gruden to just dismiss it like it was nothing is...
He has to, because he's doing his job, right?
Of course.
Okay. I'm doing my job, and Jay's doing his job. But there is reason for alarm. Okay,
I would go with concern. Two things. On the concern side, not much damage showed up when he missed almost all of his
rookie year either. They never really figured out what the problem was. Right.
So, but take that for what it's worth. Second, my phrase is don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. If Josh Doctson is over here on this drill field working out for the next week, well, we know it's something.
Totally. And here's what we know.
If he's out there in 11-on-11s and catching deep passes from Alex Smith, it really was precautionary.
Jordan Reed, Chris Thompson, Morgan Moses, Ty Nsekhe, they're all going to be on the drill field. They pass conditioning, but they're not going to be going full. Trent probably, but that's all expected. We understand that those guys are going to be worked back in slowly, and I think that's the right move by the Redskins.
Don't forget about T.J. Clemens.
T.J. Whoever.
But
Doctson getting an MRI 2 days before camp on an Achilles. We don't even know which one. We didn't even know which one back then.
Right, after 5 weeks of rest where there's been no football being played, it's just not good.
And let's talk about all the rain that we've gotten here. The fields are a little wet or wet.
Fields are bad. I mean...
Jay said it himself that these fields don't hold water.
He looked salty, too.
He's now said it multiple times that he doesn't love the way that these fields handle water. But if you're even remotely worried about Josh Doctson's Achilles, heel, ankle, whatever, you're not going to run him. Why are you going to run him out on a field like this?
And that's one of the biggest problems is that he needs the work. Jay had a really good quote about, I don't remember who asked him, but just how do you balance making sure guys don't get hurt and practicing them? He said that's the million-dollar question is guys need the work, but it's also not worth pushing them too hard. And figuring out that balance with Josh Doctson is a million-dollar question.
Some guys need work. Trent Williams doesn't really need the work. Trent Williams could go back to bed, up on September 8th, and go out and kick the Cardinals.
I think the doesn't really need work list isn't that big. I think it's Trent. I think maybe it's Chris Thompson.
Morgan. I would say Jordan Reed, except for the new quarterback. I would say that if Kirk Cousins was back for a fourth year, I would say Reed doesn't need the work, but he hasn't done anything without him, as far as we know.
That's why Doctson's kind of concerning because he missed the whole first year with Kirk. So then last year the story was, hey, Josh, how's your chemistry? If he's missing time being on the drill field with Alex, that's another quarterback he's going to start off on the wrong foot with.
And Doctson talked about, I think he talked to like Dallas reporters from his camp. He talked about how he was expecting a huge year, that things felt different with Alex Smith, that he was buying in. Mitch, just tell me the password. Mitch has to tell me a Wi-Fi password.
Let's keep talking. You guys keep talking. I'll type it in.
Oh.
Well, and JP.
High security here. Listen, there are a lot of Redskins talk fans that are coming here, and we can't have them slowing down our Wi-Fi.
Also, at OTAs, he said he feels like he did at TCU. And if he's saying all these things, does that mean this Achilles...
I'm just trying to ask,
did this Achilles flare-up, do we think it just happened during this off-season period? Because if he was so confident feeling good at OTAs and doing full stuff, it must have just been... He must have felt or been concerned during a workout.
Here's the truth. We have no idea.
Yeah.
And talking with Hoffman in the media room, he brought up a legitimate point. And none of us are doctors, right? But, like, in some capacity, it's possible that they know the baseline for, hey, when Josh's Achilles looks like this, he's good. When it looks worse than this, we have problems. When it looks better than this, we're fine. Maybe they just wanted to set up the baseline, like, all right, we looked at it, you're good. I don't know, but it's entirely possible this is much ado about nothing. I want to point that out. Gruden said he's fine. He passed the conditioning test. Like, those are the facts.
Did he say he passed the conditioning test?
If you don't pass the conditioning test, you have to be on...
The conditioning test, but it's the passing the physical is what... He has to have had a physical.
He's not on the pup list. The only two players on the pup are McGee and Holsey. So, Doctson passed whatever... B-Mitch tweeted... posted an Instagram video of Darius Geis running. So players were out there and ran.
And also, he's not on the list of players that they have a plan with, like Jordan Reed, Deion Hamilton. So Gruden's not expecting him to be kind of rusty at start. So this could also
be, like JP said, Gruden protecting his player. Because if he comes out and says that he's on a plan and he's working on the drill field, the next 5-7 days, that's all we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. is this guy, is this player, has been hurt for the better part of 2 years.
It'll be interesting to see on Thursday what Josh Doctson is doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it immediately becomes the story of camp.
Yeah.
Just like this time last year, we were joking about this in the media room. Like, the Jordan Reed on Pup, nobody knew. Jay Gruden broke that shit at the press conference. So that became the story of camp, was watching Jordan Reed walk around. Now, well, beyond the Kirk contract and everything else. But now, this camp, outside of Darius Geis, is not a heck of a lot for us to talk about. Doctson's Achilles is A1 now, right? You got anything else?
It could be.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, moving on beyond Doctson, because we shouldn't, until we, to your point, Taylor.
We just spent 10 minutes on it.
I mean, five, but I think it was worthy of that. Everybody can go around, and I know that Mitch and Pete didn't necessarily have seats for the Gruden thing, so maybe you guys didn't take all of it in, whatever. I don't know. You said you weren't able to hear everything. So I'm
okay.
Here's what I was going to do. I was going to go around and each talk about one takeaway from what Gruden said.
You know what mine is.
Well, I'm going to steal it. So Gruden talked about getting Morgan, Trent, and Ty back. And I found it interesting that he would mention the three of them in that kind of sequence, which to me is like, huh, are they going to... Is there any plan of Nsekhe playing guard? Because we know that Trent and Morgan are playing left and right tackle, period. And Mike Phillips actually followed up with Jay, hey, is there any plan for Nsekhe to play guard? Gruden said no, but he didn't close the door. He said, not right now. He's going to come back as a tackle. We got to get him on the field.
He said, not yet.
Not yet,
and
exactly.
That yet was meant... Is leaves a huge opening in the door.
And Mitch is so fired up because that was his under the radar pick.
I think Mitch is wearing the tinfoil hat now, Tandler.
So, you know what? Really quick.
We're reading between lines, but go ahead.
What really the ability of Ty Nsekhe to move to guard depends a lot on Jerron Christian. Can he be ready to be a backup? Because I tell you, Ty is a good tackle. When he had to slide out in Dallas without having worked at right tackle all week, when Morgan Moses went down in Dallas, that was a disaster.
Right.
That was DeMarcus Lawrence can thank him for his franchise tag salary this year.
It's a great point. It's a great point. And if they believe in Christian and the word is that he's a little raw, needs work, we'll see it down here. He's healthy. He's going to get plenty of run.
But it's not just Christian. There are other vets that
T.J. Clemmings.
T.J. Clemmings or whatever.
Isn't Clemmings hurt? Isn't he coming back slowly too? I don't think...
Well, that's if Clemmings makes the team.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of ifs there. I think to Tandler's point, I don't say this all the time. I think that's a very good point, Taylor. If they're comfortable with Jerron, it makes it way easier to try to really see if you can make Ty work inside. I think two things. One, the belief in Ty Nsekhe has probably started to outpace the reality of Ty Nsekhe at tackle, I'm saying. And I think the belief that he can step in at guard right away and be better than Sean LaValle is a little... cart before the horse. I know fans want to see it. He's obviously a huge physical monster, but they are different positions, and things happen a lot quicker on the interior when there's stunts and everything else that don't happen on the outside, and so the team has to be confident that Ty can handle all of that.
I think having a full training camp, a majority of training camp, time to work there, not just the week of a game or whatever will give them a little more flexibility, a little more comfort there.
Agreed.
One more thing. They're paying him $2.9 million this year, which isn't a huge salary, but it's pretty big for a backup.
Good point.
Pretty for a backup.
It's a lot of cash. That's more than LaValle's making. That's more than LaValle's making.
Yeah.
It is. $2.9 million. It's all hitting the cap. You know, they might want to
see what they got.
Starting run out of that.
All right, Tischler, I took ties, so you're going to have to talk about something else.
My biggest takeaway was, I mentioned it earlier, but Jay saying that he doesn't like the way the fields here hold water,
which
we've seen them have to go inside.
They might be able to hear the rain on this tent. Like, it's going to be a show
In the past years, we've seen them go inside every once in a while for a practice. Not that often. In fact, if you remember, I think it was 2012 or 13, they brought in the helicopter.
The first year here was a disaster.
They brought in the helicopter, and they had the helicopter over top the field, but this early in camp, if they have to give up multiple days working outside for real, that's a thing. That's a problem.
Yeah, it sounded like when he said we were going to go inside, that it just becomes a walkthrough, and then he's like, we'll come work out here in the facility. Like, they would just lose a practice totally. It's not like they can make it up somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically going to, you can do a walkthrough in a hotel ballroom.
Right.
You can't do it. You're not going to bring the blocking practice.
There's not like many football fields, indoor fields in Richmond that you can go to.
You remember they taped up the hotel ballroom? They had like a mini field. They had like half of a field in there with the hash marks, and those equipment guys went in and really made it. Tried to make as much of a real thing as they could.
Is this where I make the joke that surface is better than FedEx Field surface?
Pete always trying to throw
so
things.
Old. It's so outdated.
Whatever, dude.
Sorry.
Real quick news break.
Damn, that beats me.
Skins waived Keith Marshall. We kind of all knew that was coming. People held out hope for this guy because of his speed. You can't just be hurt for 5 years. I think they signed an Iowa corner. John Keim has it if you are interested. The Iowa corner kind of makes sense because, right.
So,
Who's the Iowa corner from the draft?
Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson.
I don't think they signed him.
I know. That'd be nice to get off the trash heap.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry about that. Prince Charles Awara. I saw Awara and said Iowa. I'm going to just Google him real quick. I don't know who that is. Forgive me.
That's a good training camp name.
That's a first team training camp name.
He was drafted in the 7th round by the Niners in 2016. So he's bounced around the league
a little bit. He's a Hilltopper. Western Kentucky, baby.
He's a Western Kentucky Hilltopper. If you need more on Prince Charles Awara, Tandler will have it in Friday's Need to Know. Tandler, now it is your turn. What stood out for you today?
Just that, they've been here, this is Jay's 5th year. They've been here all five years that he has been the head coach. And he really, people kind of ask him for memories and, times with coach. And he is business down here.
Yeah.
He is
all
really
ball is what he said.
It's all ball. And that, he seems like, kind of the fun-looking, kind of happy-go-lucky kind of guy. But do not mistake him for Pete.
thank you.
At all.
That was nice.
They get down here, they get to business, and they go about the job of getting this team ready.
Well, dude, I also think I don't want to upset anybody in marketing or the great city of Richmond, whatever. I don't think there's any chance Jay Gruden wants his team down here for training camp. Yeah. I think he'd 100% rather be in Ashburn where everything is there. They have an indoor practice bubble. They don't have to deal with any of this auxiliary.
Yeah, Jay doesn't like auxiliary stuff.
Well, just
no.
They don't have to deal with the buses to the
right. They get up in the morning, they do their meetings, and they eat and they lift at the hotel, and then they have to bus over to the facility where they then can get taped and get ready for practice. They practice, then they have to go back to the hotel. It's just back and forth.
It
and
just
back and
adds
forth.
Layers. But that's the difference when you do it at some small college and you walk to everything. You know what I mean?
This is like the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, it kind of is, man. And it's
no offense to the city. I love,
Right. We enjoy coming down here, but I swear if it was 1 week down here, everybody would be on board. But that the entire camp is down here, and this rain stuff, if it rains the whole time, is going to drive Jay Gruden and the whole coaching staff nuts.
Yeah.
And the front office,
they're not going to be able to get the work in.
They're not going to be able to get the work in.
You can't make up these days.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't get enough of them. If this rain really impacts it the way – now, I'm no weather guy. So far I've told you I'm not a doctor or a weather guy.
Or a math guy.
I haven't said that today. My math – last podcast was on point when I had 10 linebackers. And yeah, Tanner,
you counted to 10. Good job.
Yeah,
good
math. Counted to 10.
But going,
I did not.
I forget where Alex Smith said this. I don't know if it was at a podium, but Smith is a fan of going away. He likes that you can kind of just tune everything out and bond with your teammates. But he also, I don't know what his camps were like in Kansas City and San Francisco if he had to deal with all this stupid commuting. So maybe his view on that will change. But Alex seems like he's a fan of at least going away.
The guy doesn't have the guy doesn't have a social media account. What is he tuning out?
When did he tell you that he's a fan of?
He said, I don't know if it was in a scrum or on a podium, but I remember seeing some quotes from Alex saying he likes going away. He likes the advantage of leaving the team facility and kind of getting away with his teammates.
Yeah, you know, I think I read last week it was 21 or 22 of the 32 teams practiced at their home facility.
Right.
That is
it
the way the trend
everybody
is
went away.
Everybody went away.
And the
Redskins were one of the few in like 99 or 2000.
Right, that moved back home.
Went from
when they were selling parking and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good. But I mean, they figured that out.
And the teams that still do it, you have teams that go old school, like the Packers and the Steelers go to some small college town.
No, Packers do it.
And they just ride their bikes, right?
Yeah.
The Steelers go to that little town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Which they've gone to for years and years.
Don't the Saints go somewhere in West Virginia?
Yeah, but that's like a resort.
That's the same thing as here. That's the same thing as here.
The Cowboys
don't go to West Virginia anymore.
I think they're going to stop that. I think the Cat, because they built that, the Star,
right
there.
But the Cowboys going to Oxnard, that's a marketing thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyway, let's hope we get good weather and everybody enjoys Richmond.
By the way, just looked it up. The Chiefs do go away for training camp to St. Joseph, Missouri.
Great. Beautiful town. I love St. Joseph. Really good pizza.
No, I feel like that's where we might have gotten dinner when we were there one time.
I don't know where the hell that was. There was a picture of a cat. There's a statue of a cow on the roof, though. Always a good sign. Taylor, did you go? Are you done?
Yeah. His was the
down to business, all ball.
Down to business. All right. Pete, you're up.
I have a quick one where this isn't breaking news, but Jay just said he likes the comfort of coming down here and seeing Minuski and Kavanaugh and Callahan and all the same faces. So going on top of him saying this is his best team yet, he also has all these coaches around him too. It's just no excuses for Jay Gruden. And then also, this is another thing about Jay, totally different. It's because a lot of those questions were repetitive, and I kind of tuned it out and paid attention to weird things. Jay is very cognizant of when you ask him about a position group, he names, like,
everybody.
Single player. Because he does not want people on Twitter or any reporter to go, oh, Jay didn't mention Josh Holsey in the cornerback group. So he named every single running back from Chris Thompson to Montez Carter to Capri Bibbs. And it's just something that Jay, I think he learned in the beginning of his coaching career, that being at the podium, anything you can say can be misconstrued, so he's now very cognizant of what he says, no matter what he's answering. So I have two takeaways.
Pete, with his two takeaways. All right, that about wraps things up. A couple housekeeping items. It's camp, man. We are ready for you. We will be at the Vail at 5 o'clock Thursday. So be there.
Redskins 100?
Yeah, we're doing a live Redskins 100 show. And then the Redskins are having a big old party, right? Like, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's
going
to be fun. There's our guy, Greg Abernathy, who refuses to talk but insists on making noise. Good to have you back, Abs. Oh, my God. Abernathy, how many times are you going to come in and not talk this year, you think? Oh, my gosh. He's so weird.
Oh, we're going to be on TV more or less from 5 until 8:30. Intermittently from Vail. It's going to be a freaking party.
How's it going to be live on TV at 8:30?
Live shooting from Vail between 5 and 8:30.
Come to the Vail. It's going to be fun. Don't forget the signs. Tomorrow's the first day. People show up with signs in the rain.
Even if it's soggy. Well,
yeah,
I'm so excited.
If you bring a sign in the rain, you don't have to have as quality of a sign. It can be graded lighter, yeah. I would think.
You bring a sign in the rain.
You can grade however you want. I'm grading tough.
Taylor is a tough grader.
I'm an easy grader. I'll give you credit.
Here's my question. Who is going to get the most...
Keep track of sign mentions.
No, the most. Yeah, who's going to be mentioned the most in signs?
Pete by mile, I think.
Because the sign thing strikes you as a millennial thing?
No, just like if you read the reviews.
There's a lot of Pete
mentions. Speaking of, the reviews are up over 310, I think. So the bring your own bolo to Matchbox. So that's the only other thing to talk about. Podcast party, August 4th, Matchbox. We're going to start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a wild night. Bring your own bolo, but if we get to 350, we're all wearing them.
Wait till you see this bolo I got ready for you guys.
Mitch is definitely wearing one.
I'm in.
All right, that's it. Anybody else? Anything to say? Taylor?
Nope. All Daily right, Pods. Tell your friends. Tell your Redskins fans to subscribe and listen to them.
Daily Pods.
The shtick is over. Football is here.
Football with the little is shtick. Back. All right. See you guys.